nation. Oh, underground. Oh, look into my God's right hand as we lift. Oh, my Lord.
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 Oh,
my Lord.
For
the morning.
What a fine gospel blues tune from none other than Dorothy Love Coates, one of the finest of that type, from 1956. That's called Oh My Lord, from the specialty release called Get On Board, there from Dorothy Love Coates. Plus, we heard from R.L. Burnside a 1989 release called Acoustic Stories. There he was with Skinny Woman from R.L. Burnside. All right, time for one last track. Here's Little Walter on the harmonica. This is Rollin' and Tumblin' on the Deep Blues Hour.
The second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
Hi, I'm Ezra, a.k.a. DJ Blank. You're listening to Massive Music Weekend on WRCT Pittsburgh. From Friday afternoon to Sunday night, we'll be spinning 60 straight hours of our favorite artists and bands. You can visit WRCT.org to view the full schedule for our annual music marathon.
Are we
this is Sufjan Stevens.
First day
enjoy.
Of the week. Stumbling words at the bar.
Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
Real products are tested for safety. My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
Go for real.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
months and my roommate's gun. Roommate's gun got nine bullets.
As a public service to the listeners of WRCT, we have compiled a short list of items you should not have in your possession at the present time. 1. A muscle car. 2. A Betamax. 3. Acid-washed anything. 4. A members-only jacket. 5. Stirrup pants. 6. Asbestos. 7. Hummelware. 8. Sweet and Low. 9. Copies of Dynetics or Megatrends. And 10. A radio not tuned to 88.3 FM. If you do have any of these items, WRCT suggests you get with the program.
Sky cracks open, the walls falling through the floor. Just as well to keep it, I get some game in store. You're with me now, we'll be again. Other points in between. Cool, cool mornings turn the days to swim or sink. Living right is easy. What goes wrong, you're causing it. The Is falling through the cracks each day. Too close now to change it. Who's gold is lighter anyway? When in doubt, move on. No need to sort it out. You're with me now. We'll be again. All their points in between. I want to find the right side. Living right is easy. What goes wrong, you're causing it. The drown. Didn't want to turn that way, you're causing it. The drown. Doesn't make a difference now, you're causing it. The drown. Silence knows, can't drown. What goes wrong, you're causing it. The drown. Didn't want to turn that way, you're causing it. The drown. It doesn't make a difference now, you're causing it. The drown. Silence knows, can't drown.
Judge on Sunday, tell it to him, leave me alone. Tell it to the judge on Sunday, you can call him at home. Better get out of my sight, boss. Tell you I'm a busy man. Tell it to the judge on Sunday, and he'll do what he can. Now folks got fears that they want the law to set right. Crimes you've done tonight.
69 Impala that was built to crash. The front seat is covered in cigarette ash. The trunk, it smells like beer, vomit and piss. The back seat is where I got my first real kiss. I bought it from my daddy on a personal loan, and for 17 years it's been my second home. Well, I got me a woman, it was love at first sight. We've been married for 10 years now and we hardly ever fight. We're paying all our bills, we're not owned by the bank, 'cause my wife's a CPA and I've got her to thank. We own two other cars, both were paid with cash, but my heart's still driving though built to crash. Well, welcome to the real world, stay to the right. The only time to dream is in your bed at night. When you grow to be a man, separate from the boys, the only thing that's different is the size of the toys. I go to work in a Saturn sedan. My wife, she drives a Lexus, but whenever she can, she'll ask me when I'm gonna junk that death trap on wheels. But I guess she'll never understand how good it feels. I pray we'll never part, to the Jesus on the dash of my rusted, dusted, broken in, built to crash. Castro had old Bill to crash.
A shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. Went right home and I went to bed. I stuck that loving 44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed my gun. I took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joint, taking a pill. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just read it to me. Shot her down, 'cause she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. Thank you.
When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. They put me on a train and they took me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They slapped my daughter carcass in that county jail. The next morning, about a 9:30, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. He kinda coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, come on, you dirty hack, to the district court. Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was held by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that dirty judge commence to look about. About 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me. The judge smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom State Pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget today I shut that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen on to me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be. Sue it!
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Like a glove, I wanna be the only one, be the only one, be the only one. I wanna be the only one, got you one more. I wanna be the only one, knocking down your door. I wanna be the only one that you're calling for. I wanna be the only one that makes it rock and roll. I wanna be the only one, be the only one, be the only one. Well, I can't sit still, my head didn't work. You know I wanna be the only one that you heard. I can't look around.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, streaming online at wrct.org.
Thank you. Oh, CT Pittsburgh, meaty and full of flavor since 1940.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
As I'm sure most of you would guess, I don't typically wait around for the next episode of Tucker Carlson's Fox News propaganda program, but I actually was curious as to what the program would look like last night. Over the weekend, as we covered yesterday, there was a horrifying terrorist mass shooting targeting Black people in Buffalo, New York, in which in total, 10 people were killed and 13 injured. The 18-year-old white domestic-born shooter, inspired by the ideas of the Great Replacement and white birth rates that have been just everywhere on right-wing media over the last few years. The shooter went to Buffalo looking to kill Black people, and indeed he killed many Black people. And I was waiting to see, how is Tucker Carlson going to spin it? How is Ben Shapiro going to spin it? How is Fox News going to spin it? Well, we immediately saw, as we looked at yesterday, Fox News talking about video game violence and continuing to fearmonger about terrorist immigrants coming over the U.S.-Mexico border. So we saw the general Fox News approach. But the shooter's manifesto had almost verbatim language that we saw on the Tucker Carlson program. So the question was, what's Tucker going to say? And we're going to look at clips. And it was truly a surreal episode in absolutely every way. How was Tucker going to do it? How was Tucker going to separate himself? How was he going to minimize? Well, part of it, bizarrely, included talking about Rwanda, if you can believe it. I'm talking about the African country of Rwanda. A completely, I can't think of a better term for it, Kafkaesque episode of the Tucker Carlson program. So let's start with the first clip in which Tucker tries to distance himself, as well as Fox News, from the Buffalo shooter, who was, of course, inspired by the conspiracy theories that Tucker and others have been pushing. Take a look at this.
But what he wrote does not add up to a manifesto.
Oh.
It is not a blueprint for a new extremist political movement, much less the potential inspiration for a racist revolution. Anyone who claims that it is lying.
Well, if you read it, you realize that that's exactly what it is. It's taking the conspiracy theories that Tucker and others have been repeating on their programs and saying, well, the solution is we've got to go and kill people who aren't white. And that's what he did.
Hasn't read it. Instead, Gendron's letter is a rambling pastiche of slogans and internet memes, some of which flatly contradict one another. The document is not recognizably left-wing or right-wing. It's not really political at all.
That's obviously completely untrue, because it aligns with the exact political ideology espoused by those surrounding Donald Trump and on this so-called populist right, where they sound all about the middle class, but then the solutions are, well, we've got to do something about these non-white immigrants coming into the country.
The document is crazy. It's the product of a diseased and organized mind.
And remember, to some degree, we can say there's something mentally not working with these folks. But as I mentioned before, yesterday, the manifesto is quite cogent and coherent as far as these manifestos go. And writing this off as simply mental illness doesn't make any sense. And remember, most mentally ill people never commit any violence.
At one point, Gendron suggests that Fox News is part of some global conspiracy against him. He writes like the mental patient he is, disjointed, irrational, paranoid. Now, that's true. Not that it makes the atrocities he committed easier to bear. If your daughter was murdered on Saturday in Buffalo, you wouldn't care why the killer did it or who he voted for. But the truth about Peyton Gendron does tell you a lot about the ruthlessness and dishonesty of our political leadership. Within